Welcome to this deep dive. So picture this. You're sitting in a dimly lit room in 1731 with Benjamin Franklin, passing around a few precious dog-eared books. It feels, incredibly far removed from sitting at your computer today, clicking images of crosswalks and streetlights to prove to a website that you aren't a robot.
Yeah, but those two moments in time are actually fundamentally connected. They're basically the bookends of how we organize and preserve human knowledge.
Okay, let's unpack this. Looking at the stack of sources we've gathered today, our mission is uncovering the hidden history of digital archiving and, the future of printed literature and how institutions like libraries actually survive the digital age.
Right, so to understand where literature is going, we have to look at the leap from physical spaces like the 1,600-plus physical libraries Andrew Carnegie funded into the digital realm.
Yeah.
But early digitization efforts hit this massive roadblock.
Because of the optical software, right.
Exactly. The software they used back then misread about 20% of old, degraded text, just because of, faded ink and yellowed paper.
So the pages were just too messy for early machines, but totally fine for human eyes.
Yeah, and that bottleneck was broken by a computer scientist named Louis von Ahn. He had this brilliant aha moment in 2007 when he created Recap TCHA.
Oh, the little distorted text boxes.
Yeah, those exact ones. By forcing internet users to decipher two distorted words on a screen to prove they weren't bots, the system actually crowdsourced human transcription.
Wow.
Yeah, one word was a known security check, and the second was an unknown word from a scanned historical text that computers had failed to read.
That is wild. So every time you bought concert tickets online, you were secretly working as an unpaid digital archivist.
Literally, yes. If enough people typed the same response for that unknown word, the system accepted it as accurate. In its first year alone, this method digitized the equivalent of 17,600 books.
Wait, really? Just from people buying tickets and logging in?
Yeah, with 99.1% accuracy.
That is amazing. But, because millions of us train these visual puzzles, like identifying those streetlights for Google Street View, AI models eventually surpassed us. But I have to push back here.
Go for it.
Modern security systems don't just look at whether you got the puzzle right. They track human mouse movements. How on earth did AI bypass that?
Well, by 2023 and 2024, advanced AI models like GPT-4 and visual recognition systems like YOLO didn't just solve the visual prompts. They learned how to generate artificial entropy.
Wait, artificial entropy? Like, what does that even mean?
They actively introduced micro deviations, variable velocity.
So it learned how to hesitate and overshoot the button on purpose.
Yeah.
They learned to stutter and make mistakes just to look more human.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And mastering that complex visual and spatial recognition meant we finally had the technical capacity to scan millions of complex degraded texts effortlessly.
Which is huge.
Oh, it's massive. This rapid AI scanning arrived at the perfect time to process a huge backlog of literature, just as its copyright expires.
Mm-hmm.
Because publishing output historically grew at an exponential rate, the volume of digital literature falling into the public domain is just escalating massively.
Right.
As of January 2026, works published before 1931 are entirely free to share. It's creating a tidal wave of accessible culture.
But, despite this massive digital expansion, there's still a serious threat. Roughly 90 million books remain unindexed. They're facing this silent extinction simply via acidic paper decay.
Yeah, exactly.
If a book isn't digitized and the physical paper crumbles, it's just gone forever.
Which completely shifts how we value physical book spaces today. With the digital space increasingly flooded by AI-generated content, physical texts, and the places that hold them have pivoted from mere book storage to essential community hubs. You might assume physical books are dying, but the numerical realities are staggering. Public libraries now outnumber McDonald's in the United States.
Here's where it gets really interesting. That completely defies the typical retail apocalypse logic. You'd think digital dominance would crush physical spaces. But we're seeing people driven by intense screen fatigue. They are craving tactile authenticity.
Consumers are showing a really strong preference for localism and human curation. Independent bookstores have surged 70% since 2020.
Oh, wow.
And libraries aren't just housing books anymore. They're offering makerspaces, digital literacy classes, local archiving programs.
So what does this all mean? It seems we're looking at a future where libraries aren't fighting technology, but actively absorbing it to survive. They're blending digital assets with traditional print to remain free, accessible anchors for the community.
Yeah, knowledge is most valuable when understood and applied, and these spaces facilitate that focus. Looking ahead to 2046, experts predict print will coexist symbiotically with digital media.
So print isn't going anywhere.
Not at all. Books are evolving into luxury artifacts for deep focus and childhood reading retention. It keeps readers far away from chaotic algorithms.
Which brings us right back to that dimly lit room with Benjamin Franklin. We started this deep dive looking at how physical books gave way to digital archives and how you unknowingly helped build those archives just by proving you were human.
Unpaid archivist.
Exactly. But as we face the silent extinction of millions of decaying texts, it leaves you with something to consider. In a future where our digital environments are entirely saturated with algorithmically generated content, will those decaying, undigitized paper books become the ultimate luxury, like the only verifiable pieces of human history we have left?